Blog Talk Radio.
angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a licensed Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book called Angels of Faith is about my two near-death experiences, and it contains the fact, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Now, through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. They are no longer living in the past or in the future. They can truly start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and absolute magic can occur. As an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse. They have a funny sense of humor. They're extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate joy, balance, and peace in their lives. So like the Posse of Angels, my angelic family, I'm very excited to take some of your phone calls for free angel advice. You can call the show on 646-716-6794. Again, that call-in number for that free angel advice is 646-716-6794. Before we get to those phone callers, once again, welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. I'd like to welcome my regular listeners. I'd like to welcome my new listeners as well. And to all of you who are listening to this information, which is archived on either the Blog Talk Radio site or on iTunes. And if you go on iTunes, you can download the programs for absolutely free because it doesn't cost anything to join iTunes. Before myself and a posse of angels bring to you today's show, which, by the way, is called Wish You Well, No Matter What, I'd like to remind everyone that as the end of the year is fast approaching, many people are thinking about special gifts for their loved ones, and what could be more remarkable than a gift that was created and infused with the love and the blessing of the angels. There's still time to order my enlightened holiday gifts brought forth directly from the angels. My book, Angels of Faith, as I mentioned, takes readers on a journey of remembrance to reconnect with the amazing journey that we all get to take back to our real home in spirit. You know, listeners, I've heard from many who have read this book, and they have told me that their eyes have welled up with tears and their hearts have been touched as the channeled material in the book helps the reader remember the extraordinary feeling of love, of acceptance, of wholeness, and peace that is all of our divine inherent birthright. And my beautiful professionally recorded guided angel meditation CD, which is entitled Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, takes one on a beautiful angelic journey of reconnection with healing music, sound effects, and the sound of my voice. This CD helps bring peace and clarity and harmony to one's life. Both of these products can be purchased on my Angel Healing House website, which is www.angelhealinghouse.com. And not too long ago, I received this beautiful testimonial from a 91 years young client, and I'd like to share it with you. She writes, Candy, I do not know how to fully express my gratitude and my deep appreciation for our session we had together today. You and the Posse of Angels have given me the freedom and the empowerment that I needed. At 91 years of age, I now feel like I have a new lease on life. I feel much lighter, like a huge, heavy burden has been lifted off of my shoulders. I feel like I can fly again. You know, if you need a new lease on life and you wish that in 2014, you too will be able to feel more freedom, more empowerment, and passion for life, please do give me a call after the show on 831-2773. Again, that call number for myself, Claire Candy Hoff, and Angel Healing House is 831-277-3716. And you can book your own intuitive counseling and Reiki healing session or an angel reading with me. Now, this can be done in Los Angeles, in my Los Angeles office, or it can be done over Skype and over phone. I do many intuitive counseling and Reiki healing sessions and angel readings nationally and internationally. And the healings are done through distant healing as energy goes through space, time, and dimension and is not held up by physical location. If you want to find out more information, you can go to the Angel Healing House website, which again is Angel Healing House. And Angel Healing House is all one word. .com. Now, if you are a regular listener, you know that I like to spend about 15 or 20 minutes going over the topic for today before we take some of those phone calls, so please do hang on the line. And the topic for today is, I wish you well, no matter what. With only 8 days to go till Christmas, the holiday season truly is in full swing. It seems that we all are immersed in one way or another in the season of well wishes. And you know what? You don't have to be celebrating Christmas in order to be immersed in it. You know that it's the holiday season because the lines are longer at the grocery store. There are less parking places at the shopping malls, and there are more people dressed in reindeer antlers and candy cane earrings and sparkling jingle bell necklaces. So it's hard, even if you don't celebrate the holiday of Christmas, to be somehow involved in the energies of the season. My husband and Pete and I are so blessed to receive well wishes from both family and friends near and far, as this seems to be the season of well wishes. You know, similar to years past, this season of joy to the world and peace to all opens up doors for people to be more cordial to one another. They seem to be kinder. They seem to express good tidings to one another. Now, usually these well wishes, they're not dependent on finding out if someone follows a similar belief system or whether one chooses to celebrate any holiday at all, like Christmas or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or anything else at this time of the year. You know, listeners, in most cases, the well wishes that we give out, well, they're given out freely and they're given out generously. And I would say most of the time they're given out with absolutely no strings attached to them. You know, I began to think about what it actually means when we wish someone well. You know, the wishing someone well, translated to mean that you hope all of their holiday plans will run smoothly and according to plan, as there seems to be so many people having holiday and travel arrangements for themselves and visitors coming in and out of town at one of the busiest times of the year. So you could wish them well for their travel arrangements to go well. We could wish them well as they negotiate busy holiday plans. You know, so many people are juggling and scheduling, socializing. So many people are trying to put together beautiful holiday menus and decorating and running all over the place. So we could wish them well for that to happen. With the increased traffic on the road during this time of the year, we could literally wish someone to be well in order for them to be safe and protected on the roads. And just a little angel note here that I do. Every time I get in my car, I put a white bubble of light around my car, and I say, please, angels, protect me and protect the other drivers on the road and keep me protected and keep me out of harm's way. So just another little angel connection that you can do in this very, very busy time of holiday. And with the arrival of cold winter temperatures in most of the country, you know, that wishing someone well, it might mean that the well wishes could be a prayer for someone to remain well and in good health with the onset of the season of snow and freezing temperatures, with so many people coming down with cold at this time of the year. It could mean all of the above, or simply expressed as a general wish for someone's overall wellness. You know, I surmise that I, like most people, I don't set out to dissect what it is that we're actually wishing them well for. But you know what, listeners, I do know that I give these well wishes out freely to people, both family and friends, who are important to me, who I love, who I cherish and I hold so dear to my life. It was then that I began to wonder and this is an interesting point, if the fundamental core of wishing someone well, if it has to be dependent at all on whether one loved someone else or whether someone agreed with them, or even if somebody liked another person or they agreed with their actions, would we still wish them well if these things ran counter to how we see that other person? Well, while I held this quizzical thought in my heart, I manifested, as so often happens, our words, our thoughts, and the feelings in our heart are all pure energy, and the more we put our focus on them, the more it will bring us back things that manifest and people that manifest in our lives that are in direct correlation and relation to what we thought about, what we said, or what we felt. And while I was thinking this, I manifested a perfect example of this, which allowed me to put my theory to the test. Would I wish somebody well if I didn't like their actions or if I truly didn't like that other person? You know, while browsing on my Facebook page, I was drawn to a photo and a comment that a very close relative had posted on his page. You see, with him friending me, his post appeared on my page as well. And you know what? Underneath the photo, one of his friends just posted a random comment that read, "This is not on the topic, but congratulations on your sister's engagement." Staring in utter disbelief, I could not fathom that his sister had become engaged the previous week and had chosen not to call me and not to tell me. You know, listeners, I had seen this young woman grow up. I had been so much a part of her life since she was a child and as a young adult as well. I searched the internet to see if I could find something in a newspaper about the engagement, and I discovered not only did she get engaged, but she got engaged to a quite well-known celebrity TV host the week before, and not only did the newspapers carry the breaking news, they also carried many pictures of the happy engaged couple. But also on top of this, the happy couple had announced their engagement on a nationally televised award show that the TV host was presenting an award on. I was absolutely stunned. I wasn't sure how I felt about the newspapers and the TV audiences finding out about this beautiful young woman's engagement that I had been so much a part of her life, indirectly found out about it. As I sat with this fog of disbelief that was swirling all around me, I felt the posse of angels by my side even more closely than I normally do, and they put their wings around me, and I heard their combined voices break through the dense fog of my shop, and they whispered to me, "Wish her well, no matter what." I just started to smile because I allowed the angel's words to settle in my heart, settle in that deepest part of my soul. You know, it was exactly what I had expressed to others to do through my business, Angel Healing House, for the past years. And it's very easy as a healing practitioner, as an angel practitioner, getting these beautiful angelic messages for so many people. It's very easy to talk the talk and tell others what to do and how to comport their lives and not to react. But to walk the walk and to take those things in theory and to put them in practice, it's not always easy. And that's why I smiled and I let those angel words settle on my heart, because that's exactly what I told and had told my clients and my students for the past almost 11 years to do. As we are all inextricably linked to God, the source of all that is, this is our divine inherent nature, to wish someone well, to wish them love, to wish them peace, to wish them prosperity, without thinking of any competition between us. You know, a lot of people don't wish somebody success or fame or prosperity or riches or wealth because they think, I want to be all of those things. But that shouldn't be a determinant, whether we wish somebody well, because we are all divine underneath our human incarnation. We are all divine underneath our choices. Our choices are our free will, but it is our divine eternal nature that is consistent, and that is underneath all that we do. And although we are divine, the very core of who we are, each and every one of us is very much human as well. And once again, we make choices that are based on our free will. You know, although many of the choices that we make are often made through unresolved negative emotions. Now, those negative emotions could take form as anger, sadness, bitterness, regret, and resentment. It could be that we can't possibly forgive somebody or that we judge other people. You know, I've seen clients over the year that their programming of hurt and rage and sadness within themselves goes so far that they are critical and they're defensive of people in their lives, and they haven't made room for forgiveness, non-judgment, unconditional love, and softness. And when we become hardened through our negative emotions, we close ourselves down to receiving. We actually close ourselves down to the fulfillment of our desires in our heart. You know, and just because we have these unresolved feelings, it doesn't negate the fact that underneath it all, underneath our choices, as I said, we still are and we always will remain absolutely divine. I've also held and always held a very long-standing belief that what a person does and how they react to us, truly, it has nothing to do with us and everything to do with their own perspective, their own perception. It has to do with their own programming and their own belief. I've often said that two people can have the same exact experience, and one can see it as a tragedy, one chooses to see it as a tragedy, and one chooses to see it from a higher perspective. One chooses to see it as a blessing which they've brought to themselves to help them foster and confirm a lesson inside of them or help them with an insight to some sort of contrast in their life that will help them see the way to a higher point of view. So having this belief in theory, again, and putting it into practice, for me, were two very different things. Seeing it from a higher perspective, that this beautiful young woman who was so much a part of my life, you know, told the world, told the newspapers, and told the people at this award show that she was engaged, I immediately chose her engagement as a blessing, regardless of how the news came to me. You know, having just celebrated my own wedding anniversary, you know, this was a time where I was celebrating my anniversary, I remembered my own engagement, my cherished husband Pete, and how I was floating on cloud nine when he asked to marry me. You know, with this energy of pure love in my heart, I thought back to all the times I had spent with this beautiful young woman while she was growing up and all the experiences that we had together. and tears filled my eyes as I recalled watching this beautiful, gifted young woman grow up, and how at that time I wished that she could come to know beautiful things in her life. I wished her joy. I wished her peace. I wished her love. I wished her health. I wished her to be blessed with the fulfillment of her dreams. And I dreamed for her a special someone to share them all with. And, you know, when I focused on her future, you know, I just felt this overwhelming feeling that, you know, I just wished her to have a special companion to share these beautiful things and her wonderful attributes with. With the realization, okay, this finally settled on my soul, past the hurt, past the anger, past the reaction that she didn't tell me that she got engaged, but past all that, I realized that my prayers and my longing for this beautiful girl, they had actually come true. And at that point, when I let that settle on the deepest part of my soul, that my wishes for her had actually come true back then, you know, those well wishes that I had wished for her, my heart started to burst with happiness and joy for her. It was then that I decided to compose a letter to her, and I wrote, "I was overjoyed to read about your engagement and see the joy and excitement in your beaming face in the many newspaper articles." And there were videos. There were videos shot of this award ceremony in which you know, their announcement was engaged. She looked beaming. She looked radiant and so beautiful. I said, "My husband and I, Pete and I, want to congratulate both of you and wish you a life of togetherness, wonderful times together in health and happiness and just giddy excitement. My hope for you is may God bless you with infinite joy, blessings on your beautiful engagement. May you always remain under God's umbrella of pure love, of pure warmth and care as you travel a long life's journey together, not only in calm and lovely weather, but in all kinds of weather. May your union be blessed with peace and laughter, with understanding, compassion, and caring. And above all, may you always be caring and loyal and the best of friends to one another." And it was in that letter, dear listeners, that I realized that I had wished her well, no matter what. You know, the posse of angels, they are reminding us. Here they come, they're chiming in. And they're reminding us that this holiday season, like all holiday seasons, is truly no different than any day throughout the year, as each day we have free will and free choice to either create a time of great joy, freely giving our well wishes to others, or we can choose to close down our heart, which blocks our energies and stops the fulfillment of our desires coming in. We can choose to put restrictions and conditions on how we choose to bestow the energy of well-wishing. Just think about that. We can actually choose to give our well-wishes freely, in judgment, without judgment, without any conditions, or we can choose to put restrictions on it. And if we put restrictions and conditions on our wishes, the only person that we hurt is ourselves. Because as I said, emotionally, at the very core of who we are divine. And I say this over and over in my program, we are a divine, eternal nature. And as a divine, eternal nature, we are imbued with love. And love flows freely with no constrictions, no restrictions,
There's no past history. There's no ego. When we're in pure essence, we are that pure spark of the divine. And we all we are is love. And it's a natural thing to give and take love. And without judgment, without criticism, without constrictions, without defensiveness, without all of that. They are saying that they would like to share with us ways in which we can not only make this holiday season, but we can make each and every day one in which we freely and openly and lovingly give our well wishes to everyone, not only those people that we've cherished, not only those people that have given us something. You know, so many times in our society, you know, it's that old expression, tit for tat. It's like, what have you done for me lately? One hand washes the other. I will give to you, and then you have to give to me. You know, one of the greatest lessons as far as giving goes, I received from my father. And he said, when I remember this, when I started my business, Angel Healing House, and he was so proud of me. He said, you know, there's lots of technical things I can tell you about business. You know, there's lots of rules that I could give you, you know, as for, you know, running a successful business. He said, but it's the bottom line. He said, give your heart. Give purely and freely, and don't expect anything back in return. And he said, because the gift is in the giving, and by giving with an open heart, you receive. And sometimes with the giving, you receive so much grander than anything that that person could give back to you. So the posse of angels, here they come flying in. And they're saying, why would we not wish someone well? So they're putting on their countering hat, and they're asking you, why would you not wish somebody well? Okay, like always with the posse of angels, when they ask a question, they've got the answer already in their back pockets or in their wings, if they do have pockets in their wings. And they're saying, you know, I've heard from many clients throughout my years as an intuitive counselor when people are in sessions with me, and they say that they just, when I talk about forgiveness, they are so hardened and their heart is so closed down to their divine eternal nature. And they say, I just cannot forgive somebody in my life or certain people in their lives. It's not only that they choose not to wish them well, but if the walls could talk in my healing practice, which they can't, but many times these clients wish people who have basically done them wrong, they wish them such horrible things to happen to them. And while I don't criticize and I just acknowledge their feelings because they're allowed to have their feelings, you know, within I grimace because I understand the effect of the laws of attraction, the effect of cause and effect, that when you don't wish somebody well or when you wish somebody horrible things, you're actually setting the tone or setting the energy for that same thing to come back to you. You know, I like the expression when you point your finger at somebody and curl the three fingers back at you. When you judge somebody, you know, you're setting the tone for that judgment to come back to you. And judgment is only a reflection of what we have in ourselves. So the first thing that the posse of angels are chattering about now, they're chiming in, they're asking us to see another from another person that we can't forgive or we can't wish them well, to see them from a higher perspective, is that we are all one huge collective consciousness, and we're all love as we come from the most loving source of all. You know, when so much of our programming and so much of our belief system is established
as to finding our identity in what we do and the busyness in our lives. Many people have a great deal of difficulty just sitting with themselves and just being, allowing time to reflect on the simple, wonderful things in life, a beautiful piece of music, you know, going out in nature, going out in your backyard and simply looking at the handiwork of God in the sky, in the birds, in the grass, in the insects, and connecting to that as a divine being. Not wishing someone well, actually, goes against the core of who we are as a divine inherent nature. You know, at our divine core, we know that in the very deepest fiber of who we are, that not only are we divine, but the posse of angels are telling us that we actually are that other person, for we are all one. From a physical point of view, we all bleed. We are our heartbeat. We breathe. From an emotional point of view, we all have the capacity for anger, sadness, bitterness, regret, resentment, bliss, joy, excitement, passion, compassion, empathy, sympathy. We all are that other person. And it's just our choices in life and how we choose to perceive and the perspective and perception that we have that changes the reality of people to either be loving, to have a loving, wonderful relationship with life, or that they keep drawing to the negative instances. Remember that in most cases, it's, again, that person's programming and their belief system that they keep perpetuating, that they are so vastly different to ours, and it often stops us from wishing them well. It also helps us to remember that what a person says or does not do, well, it has all to do with their perceptions and their beliefs, and it has very little to do with us. You know, a lot of people are coming from a place of hurt. There are a lot of people that that see things from a different perspective, and they choose to internalize that, and then their actions are representative of that. If that is not coming from their divine eternal nature of forgiveness, judgment, and unconditional non-judgment and unconditional love, it's totally coming from a place of criticism and hurt. Now, in this situation, if you don't wish somebody well, turn the tables if the situation were reversed, okay? If somebody did not wish you well, and ask yourself, if you would like another person to not wish you well because of your belief, okay, because of your programming. In the majority of cases, the answer would be, well, of course not. I'm allowed to have my beliefs. I'm allowed to have my opinions and my thoughts. These are inherently mine. I have free will, and I have free choice to have my belief system. I wouldn't want somebody not to wish me well because of my beliefs. You know the funny thing about it? Because we are all one, they also are allowed to not wish you well on their belief system. Again, there's no right or wrong. There is no good or bad. There only is what is. And we each pull from our programming. We each pull from our belief system. And it is that it is. You know, listeners, in my experience, not wishing someone well has almost always riding on some previous situation in which we did not like what they did or we didn't agree with what another person said again or did. Or how they treated us at a particular time. Again, I've often said what a person does and what a person says has very little to do with us. It has to do with their own paradigm that they keep
and choose to keep replaying over and over. And remember, when a person is choosing to stay in that loop of anger, sadness, bitterness, resentment, regret, not forgiving, having judgment, and certainly conditional love, they are flying. It's like flying their plane in a fog, and they are in this murky darkness, and they are not able to see the light and to rise above it and to see it from a higher perspective. Now, another point, listeners, to consider when wishing someone well is where we are choosing to put our focus and our attention and our energies on by holding back our well wishes. And the posse of angels are chiming in. They're saying, by holding back our well wishes for another person, by doing this, it actually creates dissonance and disharmony and chaos in our hearts. Can you imagine that from an emotional point of view? When somebody wishes you well, or you go to wish somebody well, and you go, huh, you know, that comment that a friend told me they made about me was so mean-spirited, and how can I wish them well after they said that about me? But in that nanosecond, when we decide to do that, it goes so against our divine eternal natures that it creates that disharmony and chaos in the energies in our hearts. The angels are now showing me very, very sad faces that they've drawn on our hearts. You know, they're like, well, now the tears are coming down. This is because it's our heart, natural, it's a natural desire to be loving, to be kind, to be gentle, to be inclusive, regardless of anything else. You know, you have seen so many videos of young children of, like, you know, 2, 3, 4 years of old, of age, playing in a group, and of all different nationalities, you know, whether they're Asian or black or white or they're Native American or whatever. And when one falls down, they all, you know, there is no programming there yet instilled, and they all want to play with that person. They all want to help that person or share that toy. It's our natural inherent nature to be inclusive. And when we wish somebody well, it actually does something so extraordinary in our heart, as love is a self-generating fountain that keeps refilling and keeps refilling us over and over and over again. When we wish someone well, it sets off an unbelievable electromagnetic frequency that attunes and lifts all other energies in our body to harmonize and attune to the frequency of love. Now, this is not only in our body, because when we wish somebody well and it starts to raise this frequency in us, this frequency, because energy is just energy, goes out and it touches our neighbors. But it goes so much further. It touches the people in our community, in our state, in our countries, and universally, it touches everyone else in the world. This harmonizing and attuning to the frequency of love when we wish somebody well. You know, the question is not, what did the person do to stop you from wishing them well? But how much do you wish to have peace and harmony for all other people in the world? Okay, now that's a very important question. I'm going to say that again. The question is not, what did the other person do or say to stop you from wishing them well, but how much do you wish to have peace and harmony for yourself and all other people in the world over being right or justifying or rationalizing why you shouldn't wish them well? Because
if you choose the former of wanting peace and harmony and just coming from your divine, inherent, eternal nature of wishing them well, then this is true mastery over circumstance. And I guess that is what is meant by the saying, love thy enemies. And we could easily add, love thy enemies, them well, no matter what. You know, each and every day of the year is just as blessed and just as wonderful as in the holiday season. This time of year really concentrates our thoughts and feelings on goodwill and peace to all. And it seems like a time to let bygones be bygones and bury the hatchet and put things to rest. And, you know, so often during the holiday season, we find that goodwill within ourselves. We find that peace and joy and goodwill to all. And then with the dawning of a new year, it seems that we're back to holding grudges and back to seeing them from a different point of view, and we lose that holiday spirit. But this time of year has us looking into our heart, as I said, when at other times of the year, well, we may not be so benevolent, and we may not be so generous. There are some good questions to ask yourself around a situation of whether to wish someone well, and these might be, how can I bring more love into this situation and create something so much better for myself and for the other person? Or you can ask, how can I honor myself and come from my divine inherent nature regardless of any situation? After all, the Posse of Angels are saying that the thing that we can depend on, number one, things always change. And number two, that our divine eternal nature never changes. You know, listeners, the more we truly do wish others well, no matter what, the more we are embracing this grand shift in consciousness on the planet as we are ascending to a planet of love and acceptance and peace and harmony and joy, regardless of any situation. We come from a place of absolutely pure intention of love, of connectedness, of unity, of abundance, and peace. That is our free will. That's our free choice. We can do that in a heartbeat. And it doesn't depend on anything outside of ourselves. We are merely the sum total of our choices, and the more love and the more well wishes and the more peace that we put out, the more your reality and your world will represent that love, that non-judgment, that forgiveness, and that peace. You know, those of us truly achieve divine wisdom, well, from my personal experience, we have no fear allowing the choices of others to dictate whether we are loving, whether we are kind, whether we are gentle, and whether we wish somebody well. In this way, the practice of self-governance is always in alignment with our spiritual truth. And we're not acting as a result of the choices of anyone else or anything outside of ourselves, any external thing. We are masters of our own love, and we choose to be that in everything. If we do give out our well wishes indiscriminately, or if we do, not indiscriminately, but if we do give out our well wishes through restrictions and constrictions only because of what we perceive as good or bad or right or wrong, then we cut ourselves off from the divine source inside of ourselves.
And it is that divine source and that connectedness inside of us that bring to us the ability to be clear enough to engage in the magic and the miracles and the synchronicity with life. You know, by not constricting or restricting our well wishes, then there is no fear of lawlessness or violence in those who are self-governed and in alignment with their spiritual truth, their divine inherent nature inside. You know, listeners, in many ways, by wishing someone well, and I can tell you, you know, I have been on the other side of people who have not wished me well. And that's okay, because it's their free will and free choice, and it actually has nothing to do with me. They're coming from their own paradigm. But I've been, I guess, fortunate, because I've had more people that wish me well than not wish me well. But especially if we've been wronged or slighted by them, if someone wishes you well, especially if they've been wronged or slighted by you, it's a great blessing indeed. By embracing this higher wisdom, we are unconditionally holding love, not only for ourselves, but we're holding the love for that other person. You know, if they don't wish you well, it's like they're snuffing. They're like a beautiful, radiant light, and they're putting a snuffer on their light, and they're diminishing their light. But by us wishing them well anyway, it actually embraces the higher wisdom in us, and it increases the love for somebody else. And then when we do that, we embrace the love on the entire planet and for the entire universe. So from this story, may this story of wishing somebody well and the little personal story that I told you about not finding out about the engagement of this beautiful young woman that was so much a part of my life, may it be a reminder that although we choose to see and we choose to perceive the world through very different eyes, and you know, the world would be a much less interesting place, a world that would be, you know, sort of monochrome and just, you know, colored all the same. But because everyone perceives the world to be different, it's a very exciting world. But underneath all of our choices, as I say over and over and over again, we are all divine, as we are from the same wonderful divine source. And I guess my holiday wish is the same that I wish all throughout the year, on all other days of the year. May we take our focus off of often controlling and limited visual sight, and finally being able to ascend to where we can begin to see each other through the connectivity in our hearts, and we can take off the limited visual sight that we have only with our eyes, and may we start to see and hear and perceive others through the eyes of the divine, with clear hearts and from a higher perspective, from an angel's point of view. Because only in this way will peace and unconditional love finally reign on our beloved planet Earth, and we will live in acceptance and harmony and unity. I'd like to bless each and every one of you, your family, your friends, and like each day of the year, I wish you well, no matter what. And that just about wraps up the show for today. I want to thank all my listeners for tuning into the program. Thank you for all those who are listening to this archive show on either the Blog Talk Radio site or on iTunes for free. Don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you would like to receive my uplifting and enlightening Angel Healing House newsletter, which is filled with channeled messages from my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, and myself, please email me and send me your request to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. And to purchase a copy of my inspirational book, which is Angels of Faith, again, based on my two near-death experiences, and my beautifully, professionally recorded guided angel meditation CD entitled Letting Go of Concern and Living in the Now, please go to the Angel Healing House website, which is angelhealinghouse.com. Also, if you'd like to book your own transformative angel intuitive counseling and Reiki healing session, either personally in my Los Angeles office or nationally and internationally using distance healing, this can be done over the phone using Skype. Call me at Angel Healing House, and that number to call at Angel Healing House is 831-277-3716, or you can email me once again at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. And until next time, listeners, please do allow your absolutely beautiful and radiant light, which is part of your divine eternal nature, to shine and to fashion a beautiful life for yourself. Love and absolute angel blessings to you all. I so look forward to speaking with you again next week. Take care, and we'll speak soon.
So there you have it.
Oh, well. Too many people Christmas shopping, maybe. I don't know. Yeah, I've often thought about that before, too. You know, and I was conscious that I had to make those four pages and stretch them out, and so I just, like, you know, I elaborated and, you know.
This is this time of year where people are going back to families.
Yeah.
And going back to their families, and they might not find out, you know, with all their family members. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some people perhaps not going to wish them well.
Sure. But I thought that was a really good message that, you know, when you don't wish somebody well, you're actually hurting yourself. You know, it's because we are divine, and we flow when we love somebody and we're inclusive and, you know, that kind of thing. And it actually shuts down, it electromagnetically causes disharmony and chaos in their heart. You know, so. I'm so glad. Thank you. You're not just saying that. You.
No, I said the words to change the mind. That's all those words to my heart. It was actually the opposite.
I have a YouTube that I want to do. I wish you well. And I thought,
what are we doing now?
Okay. And because the holiday.
It was actually good because I was filing things and updating things. I thought I was going to do this, to do that. It was good. I was listening to little things. It sounded really good. Like what you were saying, you sound very relaxed. And you're not trying too hard, you know. It's like even when you said, and, you know, like, believe me, I've been on the other side of people not wishing me well, you know. That sounds really good, you know. It's
like you know.
It's kind of a little bit humorous and cheeky, and it's like watching Ellen, you know.
Yeah.
She can go, oh, I don't know, what's going on? Yeah, okay, we'll do that anyway. People, that's really, it's very endearing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this was, I've picked up a couple times today when, you were, and I know you make a point of enunciating your words to be properly, which is good. But sometimes it almost sounds like stilted.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, yes, well, this is so proper, but it's like, rather than having that the rough edges and the curves, the voice, you know what I mean? Rather than, believe me, it was just being on the other end of not being wished well. And I was like, and I think it was at that point, I thought, I'm so proud of it. It sounds really good.
But also, because I don't have I'm trying to stretch it.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why it's stilted.
Yeah, exactly
you know,
what it was.
You know, really laboring it. And whereas if I had like 12 colors there, maybe it would be not too rushed, but, you know, I would go at a faster clip and, you know, that, and let's get to the colors now, and, you know.
Yeah. And so then for it to be perfect is somewhere in between those two.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, when there's callers and you're rushing it and it sounds like, it doesn't sound like you're reading it. I know that you're reading it, but it really doesn't sound. It's not a problem. It doesn't matter that it sounds that way. Because people are reading stuff on air all the time. Even news readers.
Yeah.
You know when news readers are reading it, they're obviously reading
a teleprompter.
But you're not thinking that they're reading it because they're speaking conversational.
Right.
And that's the difference, to read something in a conversational way. And it's almost perfect what you've got. You know, when you're reading and it's rushed, you want to get the callers.
Well, I think I have that
kind of
blend in my videos.
Yeah,
it comes across in my videos.
And certainly on radio as well. Like, this is just me being uncritical, of course. You know, but yeah, when you sort of and even when you use the word, you just
I don't want to come across as a spiritual teacher. I don't want to come across as that, but, you know, people do see me.
Coming across as a dear and trusted friend.
A dear and trusted friend, exactly.
And that's what it was like today.
She's wonderful.
And it's not like it's not that way at other times, but probably because
there were no callers.
Also because there's no other voices in there, no other interruptions.
Yes, that's right.
You know, there's no one else coming in and saying, oh, well, I was this and I was that. It was like, kind of felt transfixed listening to the story.
Uh-huh. And knowing that was Sarah is even more... I don't know, just for me, it's more heartfelt, you know. And that actually is a replay of, I think, 2 years ago. But you know, you said, you know, make sure the information is relevant. When you go back and, you grab a blog for YouTube or something like that, and I thought the holiday time, the most wonderful time of the year with my phone changed rings when I got that parking ticket that I wish you well. And the other one is The Angels Are Calling. Are you listening? And it's from Mark Paul.
Yeah.
That's going to be next week.
So good.
And so they, you know, they're about the holidays, but not, then they could be listened to any time of the year, but they also are.
You can take the show next week and then you can grab the archive or grab the link to the archive show and then you have it.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Okay, so did you get I Wish You Well No Matter What the script? Did you get the I Wish You Well No Matter What script for my YouTube? I'm pretty sure I did send it to you. Maybe last week, I think, was.
L.A. Spice.
Ooh, is that breakfast?
Sweet potato fries
or whatever.
Well,
and oh, they're down there, aren't they?
11:30 tonight.
Oh.
It's
yeah, then it's I'm going to Yahoo, and I'm going to send you. That's cute. Thank you. Oh, I'll have aroma, please. I'm sending you the I wish you well no matter what. No matter what. And I'll start setting up the room. Okay, that's perfect. Perfect just like my husband. Now, how about, God bless you and send peace. God bless you, send peace. Send peace? And peace. Hope you have a great Christmas together. The world is a better place because of you. Love, Marco. I sent out a beautiful thing that said God Whispers. Gloria Arib had sent it to me, and so I sent it out to many people. And it's about the simple things in life and blessing those people who are so important in your life. And so I just received emails from David and also Mark, and he says, God bless you and peace. I hope you have a great... Marco, this is Hutch. The world is a better place because of you guys. Love, Marco.
Send him a text.
I will. I'm going to take
you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, Marco. Next week's radio program is entitled The Angels Are Calling, Are You Listening? And I'm telling everybody and highlighting the story of the angels calling your number. What was it, my number? The angels.
I wonder if there's any
calling.
Any record of call? Sorry. Yeah, his phone called you. Yours rang. But it might have been pocket dials. Let's find out whether he has a record of that.
My number from your phone. Quite miraculous and inspirational. Hope you can listen live on Tuesday at 11 a.m. or you can listen to the archive show on the Blog Talk Radio site at any time. Hope you can listen in live on Tuesday at 11 a.m. next week or on the Blog Talk Radio site to the archive show. Hope you can listen in live. They do. Love and angel blessings, Candy. Boing.
turn them on.
Okay. Oh, look at all this change. Five of swords. Five has changed. Five has changed. New things coming in. Lots of whirlwind around activity. This card is often the hollow victory card. More picking up and being able to achieve because others have not. It doesn't have to be that, but I'm not sure. This is gaining in the areas of communication. I'm picking up, and actually, if it's related to today's program, it's just helped me to be more extemporaneous. It helped me to be more ad-libbing. It helped me to be more comfortable with, you know, making things up on the spot, that kind of thing. And this will always result in that. You get anything else?
No, I just like the celebration of the year.
Yeah, I like the celebration of the year. Yes. So, there you go. Demi.
Look there. This card's just there.
Look there. Look, see there. Oh, Christy said, by the way, I think Jody considers us work instead of support. Too bad. I know we'd all just shower her with so much love needed. Yeah, I know. Hi, beautiful. I agree. With the few comments that she's made that she doesn't work on Thursday. And therefore can't be on an hour-long conference call with her angelic sisters. What are you up to today and tomorrow? Do you remember the name of the store in which we saw the sparkly boots?
Okay, let me read about it. Okay.